Fallout Equestria Starlight, Chapter 36, Endgame Part 2. From one to another, another to one, a mark of one's destiny singled out alone fulfilled. That doesn't make any sense, it doesn't even rhyme. Endings. The trouble with endings is that they are not always the end. Most endings represent a new beginning, a way forward. Every ending leaves you wanting more. But what defines an ending? How does one know that something is truly ending? At what point does my story end? I cannot say for certain. I only know that it is coming soon. The true end, the end of all things that I once held dear. The end that I would have to fight to prevent. The oncoming storm. In that moment, my sights streaming with blood from the places where my wings were, I beheld failure. I saw my entire life and it was an insignificant waste. But at the same time, it was filled with friends, with good times, with love and with hate. With pain, grief, suffering, joy, and the entire spectrum of emotion and experience that defines a pony. My life was not so bad. My life was a lie, a sham, a creation of a mad pony who was so wrapped up in the past that they couldn't see the future for what it was. There's a saying for that in the equestrian wasteland. It's called Old World Blues. And I fear that I myself have been victim to its siren song. I've spent so much time with my head in pre-war Equestria that I was unable to forge the path ahead. No longer. No longer can I sit idly by while good ponies die. No longer can I let myself be defined by the machinations of a crazy pony. No longer will I let my fate be predetermined. I will make my own fate. I will forge my own path. And nothing, not even Twilight Sparkle, will stop me. I lay there, breathing hard. My breath sought out of my nose as my heart slammed against my ribcage. I struggled to move, my life force leaving my body faster than I could imagine. My sights felt like fire from where my wings had been removed. Goddesses, I could even see them laying flat against the cold floor. Blood coated my once beautiful wings, the aftermath of my actions. I had done something unthinkable. I had marked myself in the name of one who had betrayed me. Above me stood her, Twilight Sparkle, the pony who'd orchestrated my entire existence, the one without whom I would not be alive. I hated her. I wanted to hurt her, but I couldn't. I couldn't even move. The pain was simply just too much. A simple smile crept onto her face. "Now, let's fix some of these glaring problems you've caused, shall we?" she said cheerfully. I didn't know how any pony could be as cheerful as she was being.
"Why?"
I croaked. It was the only thing I could say. Twilight grinned. "Oh, Star, you know why. I had to do it. I needed your body. My work here in Equestria simply wasn't finished yet," she said. Her horn flared and I felt my body lifting into the air. I felt so light. I'd lost so much blood. I was wondering why I hadn't died yet. What was keeping my body alive? Twilight grimaced.
"Look at you, though. No, no, this won't do at all."
Arcane magics coursed through my veins, sending fresh waves of pain all over my body. I grunted and screamed as Twilight's power washed over me. I felt bones crackling, pushing outward.
"Yes," Twilight said. "That's good. We'll have you right as rain in no time, Star. After all, I can't have your body and be a good princess without those lovely wings of yours, right?"
I tried to choke out. Twilight frowned.
"Now, Star, that's no way for a goddess to behave," she said, sighing. "I suppose some side effects to the experiments were to be expected."
"Experiment? I'm not some fucking experiment, you bitch!"
I screamed in my head. I still wasn't able to manage speech. Twilight's frown returned.
"Little too vulgar for my tastes."
"Wait, you can hear my thoughts?"
I thought tentatively. Twilight nodded. I can hear every little thing rattling about inside your head there, she said. I created you after all. I know more about you than, well, you do. My body spasmed again under Twilight's ministrations, her horn carefully working over my entire body. All I felt was pain. All I saw was red. I hated Twilight so much for all that she had done. I hated myself more for falling into that trap. Spark had tried to warn me, and I had failed to heed her.
How long have you been controlling me?
I sought back. Well, quite a long time, really. Since Chikakolt, at least. Or rather, since Spark left your body. She replied, placing a hoof to her chin. Convincing you to expel Spark using the power chart was pretty easy, really, and I needed her out of the way. I hadn't quite counted on your friend Lucky, though.
Hadn't counted on? What'd she do?
I thought. I wasn't going anywhere anytime soon. This was my best chance to get some answers about my supposed life. I also hoped that if I kept Twilight monologuing long enough, Violet and the others could break through her shield and rescue me. There was no way Twilight could get out of this with them around. Spark was more resilient than I thought. Your friend gave her a way to escape me. That's not to say that she didn't have her own agenda, but Lucky let her plans derail my own, Twilight said. That's why we ended up here. I couldn't fully control you after Spark left you, and that was because her presence on this world was stopping me from entering it. She needed to be sealed away for me to fulfill my own plans.
That's why Spark wanted my body, right? Because you...
I thought, a surge of rage muting even my mental voice. Because I've created you, yes. Spark knew that. She wanted to tell you more to mess with my plans than anything else, but she wanted control of you as well. Twilight replied. I was trapped away, stuck in that damned power chart.
The chart?
I thought. Twilight nodded. Limitless power in such a tiny package. When I discovered that it had survived the ages of time, I knew that it was my ticket to regaining my body, she said. Being a part of the goddess did have its benefits.
How did you escape the goddess? She died,
I thought. I was smart, Twilight said. I saw the writing on the wall. Little Pip wasn't the first hero that the Wasteland had produced, but her methods certainly were the most effective. Trixie's attempted union with Red Eye was just the angle Little Pip needed. I knew it would lead to Trixie's destruction.
That doesn't answer my question,
I thought angrily. I floated there, spasming again underneath the magic that Twilight was sending throughout my body. I felt more bones crack and pop inside of me, adding spikes of agony to the waves of rolling pain through my battered flesh. I plotted, I planned, I learned Trixie's patterns and found a way to communicate without her being aware of it. I reached a unicorn in the Twilight Society who was all too eager to believe that I was who I was I said I was, Twilight said. Dusk Blue was my eyes and ears in the outside world.
Dusk Blue betrayed you, though. He was working for Discord all along,
I thought. Twilight scrunched her face. Yes, well, I certainly wasn't expecting Dusk Blue to be his agent, but that all worked out quite beautifully, if I do say so myself, she said.
So what happened next?
I asked. Well, when Trixie absorbed me into the goddess, I had thought that my life was over, Twilight said, sighing. It wasn't until I had caught the news from Dusk Blue that my pet project, the chart I'd created, had survived. That I found hope again. I knew what I had to do.
You escaped inside it,
I thought. Mostly, parts of me escaped inside it. It wasn't a perfect split, given that the chart itself wasn't whole. When I sealed Spark, I made sure to split the chart into two to protect it, Twilight explained. I disguised it as a memory orb with a trap spell to prevent any pony from viewing it. Well, any pony, that is, except for you.
Why me? Why was I chosen for this?
I replied. Twilight snorted. Oh, don't make it so personal, Radiant Star. I needed a body. My real body was obviously gone, having been absorbed when the mega spells dropped. I needed an Alicorn to use for my own purposes. I couldn't just use one of the ones Trixie had made. She would have known I was planning on backstabbing her. I was originally going to kill her, you see. But thankfully, Little Pip took care of that for me. A fleeting thought struck my mind. A stray memory of pulling a gray mare out of the wreckage at Merry Pony.
You used my body to save her,
I thought. Twilight snorted again and chuckled loudly. Silly filly, you only have that memory because it was my own. No, I sent you away as soon as Trixie started sending away her own eloquence. I had to trust the dusk blue spell would work and I had too little time, Twilight said. I did owe little Pipso for setting me free and taking care of Trixie and the others. So I popped into one of Trixie's children. To be honest, I was surprised she survived. Surprisingly resilient, that one.
She'll stop you, you know. They'll all stop you. The element bearers will stop you,
I thought forcefully. Twilight snickered a little at this. Please, Star, give me some credit. I'm the smartest man in the known world. I've thought this through, trust me. Spark's ceiling is permanent now that she's locked into the complete chart. Without Spark, the elements of harmony aren't on the table, she said. Besides, I'll have a body and access to all the magic in the world. I'm unstoppable.
So why are you stalling then? Get it over with and take over already,
I thought, my eyes meeting hers. I narrowed my gaze at her. Unfortunately, the amount of damage done to your body getting down here, fighting Spark, ripping off your wings, that all needs to be repaired. You didn't seriously think I would take your body the way it was, did you? Twilight replied, rolling her eyes.
You're repairing my body? Why can't I talk yet?
I thought. Because, quite frankly, I don't want you to. I've shut off your locomotive functions for the time being. Until I'm finished, at least, Twilight said.
Why leave me able to think? I'm confused,
I said back. I didn't understand it. If Twilight was so powerful, why was I still here? Why was I able to converse with her this way? It didn't make any sense. Unless...
You can't do that, can you? You can't shut my mind out,
Twilight sighed. No, I can't, she admitted, grimacing. I suspect that your deal with Discord did that. He made it so I couldn't expel your mind somehow. You can understand now why I was so angry that you released him. I adjusted my plans accordingly, though. Without your physical facilities, your mind isn't a threat to me. I can do what I want. Besides, you're an intelligent mare. I like thought-provoking conversation, and you've proven that you can give that.
I don't want to be your conversation buddy,
I thought.
I want my body back.
It's not your body, Star. It belongs to me, she said. Your mind is a byproduct of the goddess being gone, that's all. Had Trixie not died before I executed my plan, you would have never existed.
I don't care. It's my body, my mind, and my life,
I shouted in my mind.
And I want it back.
I can't allow that, Twilight said sternly. I've spent too much time planning for this moment. I will see Equestria return to its former glory. I intend to guide this world into a new age, Star. Can't you see how wonderful that will be? I blinked. She was just like Spark. She was crazy.
You're just like Spark,
I echoed.
Don't you get it, Twilight? The world doesn't need you anymore. It doesn't need the ministries.
Ha, the ministries, Twilight said flatly. A colossal mistake if there ever was one. No, Star, I don't want to return Equestria to the time of the ministries. I want to rule it, as a princess, as its princess.
You mean as a goddess,
I thought. Twilight giggled. I will admit, Trixie had a solid concept. Her implementation was terribly flawed, though, Twilight replied. She closed her eyes for a brief moment and smiled. Yes. That is the correct terminology, Star. I will be the goddess of the wasteland. I will scour this world of its evils and reinstate the world we had before.
I'll stop you. I won't let you,
I sought back angrily. Please, you can't even move right now, Twilight said. Her horn flared again and I felt my body lowering back to the ground. My hoofs touched the cold stone and I blinked. I had been so focused on Twilight that I hadn't realized that the pain had gone away. Twilight smiled. Spread your wings, little one. Spread your wings. I looked back, forced to by Twilight's magic. I had no real control of my body, just what she was making me do. Sitting on each of my sides were the most glorious, beautiful purple wings I'd ever seen. They shimmered in the light of Twilight's power. The wings flexed carefully, the colors of their feathers changing subtly as they moved. Twilight moved my head back to look at her. "There we are, Star. Now you're ready to go," she said.
"No!"
I shouted in my mind. I tried to close my eyes and shake my head, but I couldn't. Twilight had full control over everything.
"I won't help you. You can't take me."
"Now, who's acting like a child?" Twilight replied. "I'm going to cast the spell now. My mind and soul will transfer into your body and then it will be done."
What will happen to me?"
I thought. "Oh, your mind will still exist within my body," Twilight said. "I told you before, I can't erase that part of you. But don't worry, we are going to be bestest of friends, you and I." She smiled brightly. I tried to move, to get away, but I couldn't. Twilight's horn began to flare and I shouted and screamed inside my mind. I heard shouting over the top of my own. I tried to move my head to shout back. No response.
"Get away from her!"
Violet roared. The shield that Twilight had erected had a massive hole in it. Sunshine Sky stood just beyond it, panting loudly, her horn blazing as she tried to keep the hole open. Twilight glanced at my friends casually, a smile forming on her lips. "Well, if it isn't the little one's friends," she said. "How adorable. I have to thank you for taking care of my body for me. I don't know what I would have done if she'd been destroyed."
"She's not your body,"
Violet snarled, her magic lifting thunderflash in the air.
"Now let her go."
"Toot toot," Twilight said, snickering. "I do not think so. I've worked far too hard for this to just give up." Her horn flared, sending a bolt of magic that sliced the beam rifle into 3 pieces. Violet looked aghast as the magical energy weapon dropped to the ground with a clatter.
"Stand back, Violet. I'm gonna waste this bitch,"
Lilith said, stomping a hoof. My mare friend shook her head fiercely.
"You'll hurt Star too. We can't do that,"
Violet replied.
"Violet, what do you think will happen if that bitch gets into Star's body? Happy fun times for every pony?"
Lilith argued. Twilight raised a hoof.
"Actually, I plan on..."
"Shut up!" Lilith snarled, turning back to Violet.
"It's the only way, Vi. She can't take Star's body if she doesn't have a body."
I knew in the back of my mind that I agreed with her. At that point, I would have faced death if it meant that Twilight couldn't use my body for her plans.
"Enough!"
All heads turned to look at Twilight. The mare's eyes were blazing with energy, her horn brilliant and majestic. It was terrifying to look at it.
"I have had just about enough of you meddling in my plans,"
Twilight spoke, her voice radiating with magical power. It pounded inside my head.
"Your efforts have been for naught, little ones. I am Magic Incarnate, the most powerful pony in existence. I will not be denied my ascension."
I strained to turn my head to look at Violet, but I couldn't. Twilight wouldn't let me.
"I'm not letting you have her,"
Violet responded, her voice cracking. She was crying.
"I love her, and you can't have her." "You have no choice in this matter, mortals,"
Twilight said, her horn flaring as she sent out a wave of telekinesis that knocked back my friends. They went soaring to the ground, their forms restrained by Twilight's purple magic. I realized I could see all of this as Twilight had allowed me to see through her eyes. My friends struggled against the magical chains, Violet most of all. She glared at Twilight venomously. Twilight merely shrugged and walked back in front of me.
"Let them go,"
I called out from my mind. Twilight grinned.
"No, they get to watch what comes next. It will help them understand their place in this new world of mine, Star,"
she said.
"Now, let us begin the transference."
I could only stare as Twilight's horn glowed a brilliant white before everything around us faded to black. I knew where I was before I even opened my eyes. The feeling of this place was far too familiar. It was a library. It had always been the library. It was the first place I'd really noticed I'd been able to speak with Twilight. The mare herself sat comfortably across from me. She had a confident grin on her face. I looked down at myself and realized that I was my original color again.
"When did that happen?"
I thought as I looked back up at Twilight. "Welcome, Star. This is it," she said. "This is where I claim what is rightfully mine."
"No,"
I said angrily, dismissing my thoughts about my coat color. I'm not going to allow that.
You really don't have a choice in this matter, Twilight said. I'm your goddess and you will obey me.
The goddess is dead, I spat back. And so are you.
Twilight snorted, cracking a giggle.
You are so feisty when you're angry, she said. I'm glad that I picked you. Taking over the world with you at my side is going to be quite fun.
She stood, motioning to the library around us.
Don't you understand? This place represents my mind, my soul. I'm inside your mind now. What's left of you, it's all mine. I'm in control here. Go to hell, I retorted.
Language, Twilight replied, tapping a hoof. One of those crest things will have to work out of you once I'm in control. Now take a seat. The transference will take some time to complete, and I want you to know some things. We're going to be together for a very long time. We might as well air out all of our dirty laundry, Star. She sat back down at the table. I glared at her, imagining myself stabbing her with tiny little mind daggers. It didn't help. She was right after all. There were still some things I needed to know. I had to hope and believe that the others would be able to free themselves.
Fine, I had some more questions anyways.
I sat down across from her.
Shining armor.
Twilight grimaced.
He was a ploy, a plot by Spark, a nightmare. She told Spark about the possibility of transferring her soul into a physical body.
Twilight replied. Spark managed to convince her to try, that they could pull it off. She needed a unicorn powerful enough to cast the spell to do it.
Me. What happened to Nightmare?
I asked.
I'm not sure, to be honest, Twilight said.
I assume she died when the mega spells dropped, but Discord survived, so who knows? The statues you found in Chickercold, the ones that turned Pride into what she became, were mere fragments of her real power. Who knows where the real thing ended up?
So, Spark convinced Nightmare to have shining armor placed in the right place to contract a fatal poisoning?
I said. Twilight nodded.
Then, try to get you to resurrect him into another body.
Correct, Twilight said. A stray thought crossed my mind. A memory of Twilight in the hospital after the sealing. A memory of a white alicorn of a certain princess.
Where does Celestia come into this?
I said.
She sensed the wrongness within me, Twilight said.
Dark magic that had been building since before I had become an alicorn. She felt responsible. Said she had unintentionally shown me how to use it and didn't know to make it stop.
She helped you,
I said flatly.
Yes, she knew a method to suppress Spark so that we could plan.
I used my connections in the Ministry to convince Luna that a weapon would be required for her in the event of a great battle, Twilight replied. I used that project as a way to develop what you know as a power chart, a device that I would ultimately use with Celestia's help to seal Spark away.
There's still something I don't understand,
I said, scratching my head.
Why seal Spark? Why go to all this trouble? Doesn't make any sense.
Those reasons are my own, Twilight replied. I grimaced, knowing I wasn't going to get an answer. A clock chimed on the wall. Twilight stood. Time's up. The transference will begin. When we both wake up, I'll be in your body and my ascension will be complete.
Twilight, you don't need to do this, I said. Please, this world, it doesn't need you. It doesn't need a princess of old to save it.
I disagree. If anything, my experience from being in the goddess, from having seen the current state of ponykind, it only reinforces the fact that they need some pony like me to guide them, to lead them, Twilight said. I am the only one qualified for the job. She stepped forward, her horn blazing.
Now then, submit.
No,
I spat.
You will submit,
Twilight said, her voice taking on her ethereal quality. I shrank beneath her. I was trying to stall as best I could, but somehow I knew it wouldn't matter. I was at the end of my diversion. I was going to give my body to Twilight, whether I liked it or not.
Stop!
A voice shouted from in front of me. A green form blocked my view. I blinked.
Lucky?
I thought as I realized the green mare was still standing there. Lucky looked back at me briefly, her eyes flaring with determination. She looked pissed. She turned back, flaring out her wings in challenge.
You will not have her, Twilight.
So, the spirit.
Lucky, was it? I admire your tenacity, but she's already mine.
She replied.
There's nothing you can do to stop me.
Lucky stomped her hoof angrily.
I can and I will. This is wrong, Twilight. Can't you see that?
Lucky said.
This world doesn't need you anymore.
Step aside, Spirit. Twilight replied calmly. I will not ask you again.
No.
Lucky said. She flared her horn.
I'm getting Star out of here.
She stepped forward, firing a blast of energy at Twilight. The purple mare growled, conjuring a shield out of thin air. The blast deflected off, striking the walls. Lucky turned to me.
Move, Star, move!
I blinked, nodding.
No!
Twilight roared, as the air around us suddenly feeling heavy and oppressive. Lucky grunted under the pressure, grabbing onto my shoulders. She sent a second blast at the purple alicorn, catching her off guard. The magic hit Twilight dead in the chest, sending her flying into the back wall.
Let's go!
Lucky shouted, pulling me up. I followed behind her through the main door of the library. We stepped out, finding ourselves in an endless hallway. It was lined with doors. Each one had a torch lit above it. Words adorned each door. My eyes widened. I couldn't help but recognize this place. I'd been here many, many times before.
I've been here,
Lucky said quietly. Lucky looked back at me.
What?
She said. I motioned at the hall.
I've been here. It's a hallway. It's where I first came when I started seeing her emotions,
I said. A roar came from the door we'd made our escape from, drawing me out of my thoughts. A wave of purple magic came flying out into the hallway, coalescing into the form of Twilight Sparkle.
Radiant Star,
she intoned. I quailed for just a moment at the power in her voice.
Run!
I shouted. Lucky nodded and we started running, ignoring every door and every torch. I didn't want to remember this place. All I wanted to do was get away from it. The hallway went on forever, never stopping. I felt Twilight behind us. Her screams and roars were power and rage given shape. I didn't want to know what would happen if she caught us.
Where are we going?
Lucky called over.
Just keep going, I don't know,
I shouted back. I growled under my breath. I needed a way out, somewhere Twilight couldn't follow. But this was my mind, her mind, whatever. I'd been here too many times to remember everything about it. A name flashed across one of the doors. Loneliness. I blinked, stopping cold. Maybe this could help.
Here, Lucky, here,
I said excitedly, flaring my horn. The door flung open and we filed inside, closing it behind us.
What in the hell?
Lucky said.
Where the hell are we?
I turned, smiling. A pond next to a field of grass under a starlit sky filled this room. I remembered it well. A filly sat on the other side of the pond. Her eyes widened as she saw us.
You are not supposed to be in here,
she cried out.
She'll get angry with you. She'll get angry with me. We need your help,
I said calmly.
We don't have a lot of time.
Star?
Lucky said, nudging me in the side.
What is this place?
It's part of Twilight's mind, the places she's locked away her memories and her emotions,
I said. Lucky's eyes widened.
Locked away?
She asked. I nodded, towering over the scared little purple filly.
Loneliness, I know you're scared of her. She's angry at me already, but all I want to do is help Twilight. She's got to see that what she's doing is wrong,
I said.
I can't,
Loneliness replied. She started crying.
I'll get in trouble.
I can't promise that you won't be hurt by this, little one, but you have to help us. I need to get out of here. It's the only way I can help Twilight,
I said, extending a hoof. Loneliness shrank away for a brief second before nodding slightly.
Okay, I'll help you,
she said.
Wait, why is she helping us?
Lucky intervened.
Because Twilight is the only pony who could be so organized that she's compartmentalized her own emotions,
I said.
She's lost touch with those emotions that she neglected, like loneliness here.
Huh? How is losing touch with being lonely a bad thing?
Lucky said. I heard banging on the door.
No time to explain, I said, turning to the filly. If you have a way out for us, now would be a good time to show it. We can't go back the way we came after all.
The filly nodded, motioning for us to follow her to the pond.
You'll have to swim down to the bottom. There's a portal there that will take you to another one of the emotions. I don't know which one, though. I've never used it, she said. Are you sure you're here to help Twilight? Swear on Camembert, kiddo, I said, placing a hoof on her head and ruffling her mane. Just keep your head down and stay out of her way if she comes through here. We don't need a sweet little filly like you getting hurt.
I jumped into the cold water of the pond, followed closely by Lucky. I found that the water was closer to breathing actual air. I didn't even need to hold my breath. As we swam downwards into the mucky depths, I heard the door slam open from above.
Where are they?
I heard Twilight say. Her voice was rich with magic.
I don't know what you're talking about,
Loneliness replied.
Dire, you know, they came in here. Where are they?
Twilight said angrily. I shared a worried look with Lucky.
You won't find them, Loneliness said. They're going to get away from you.
Insolent child, why would you help them?
Twilight asked.
Because you need help, Twilight,
Loneliness protested.
This isn't good for you. You need to move on to find your friends.
Foolish filly. Why did I ever allow you to exist?
Twilight said.
No matter. There's no room for your kind in my new body.
No, you can't do this to me, Loneliness cried out. You need me, Twilight. I'm part of you. You can't just lock us away and get rid of us.
I can do whatever I wish,
Twilight said casually.
Now step aside or else I will destroy you.
No,
Loneliness said.
Miss Star is my friend. She's trying to help you. She promised me that she would try and make you better. I believe in her.
My eyes widened.
No, Loneliness, don't try and stand up to her,
I thought to myself, halting for a moment to decide whether or not I wanted to swim back up and punch Twilight in the face.
Pity. You think you can stop me? I am all powerful,
Twilight said angrily.
I will give you one final chance. Step aside.
No.
As you wish, then.
I felt the magic all the way down to where we were swimming. I heard Loneliness scream in agony and then... nothing.
She just...
Lucky said quietly next to me. I nodded angrily and pointed downwards. A glowing ring sat at the bottom of the pond. It grew larger the closer we came to it, finally swallowing us in a flash of purple light. We fell through the air, landing in the middle of a long palace hallway. I groaned as I pushed myself up. Lucky was down next to me. She stood shakily. I glowered at the floor.
Twilight got rid of one of her emotions, I said, growling under my breath.
There you are,
a set of voices said from in front of us.
We've been looking around forever for you.
My gaze snapped up to see two unicorns. One of them was a deep purple, while the other was a desaturated gray. I narrowed my eyes. I knew these two as well. It seemed like every emotion of Twilight's I'd ever met was popping out of the woodwork.
Harmony, disharmony, I said. Funny, I didn't think I'd run into you two ever again. Sorry for the bumpy ride, Sir Radiant Star,
Harmony replied.
You two are being looked for everywhere now. Twilight's scouring her whole mind for any sign of you. Yeah, she's not very happy with you,
Disharmony added.
Well, what do you expect? She's trying to take over my body,
I growled.
She killed Loneliness.
Yes, we know, Disharmony said.
Poor filly,
Harmony said.
But there's not much we can do about that. We need to get you out of here.
I glared at her.
Why help me?
I said.
Because we have to keep the balance,
Disharmony said. Twilight's lost it. Her emotions are in turmoil. She's worked so hard to get to this point that she's breaking down. Order and chaos must be kept in check.
How do we get out of here, then?
Lucky chimed in. I looked over at her.
How did you get in?
I asked. Lucky grimaced.
I don't know exactly. All I know is that I was outside some library after Twilight did her thing,
she said.
I heard from outside and came in to help.
The spirit of this mare is connected to you, Disharmony said. Perhaps she is the way we may return you to the world of reality.
Star, is she talking about me?
Lucky asked. I nodded.
How can Lucky help?
I said. Harmony grinned, bouncing around the green mare.
Well, let's see,
she chirped as she circled around Lucky.
Nope, 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 definitely not.
What are you seeing?
Lucky said. Harmony stopped cold in her tracks, studying Lucky intensely. Her tongue stuck out the side of her mouth.
You know, you'd look pretty good with a ponytail,
she said finally. I face-offed.
Harmony!
I shouted.
We don't have time for this. Twilight could be here at any moment.
You mean like now, Radiant Star?
A voice echoed from down the hall. In a flash of purple, the mare herself stood in front of the two emotions. I growled under my breath.
Twilight, I said angrily. You killed loneliness.
Yes, such a worthless emotion. She was always trying to get me to listen to my friends, to let them in. She knew nothing. I purged that part of me.
Twilight replied coolly.
Now that we are all here, you will submit to me.
Never,
I said, glancing at Harmony and Disharmony.
If you two have any ideas, now would be the time to hear them.
Stand back, Disharmony replied. She stepped in front of Twilight.
I'm sorry, Twilight, but we cannot allow you to passage here.
Fool, you are part of me. I control you,
Twilight said. Disharmony smiled briefly before returning to her frown.
You think so? Why don't you tell her, Harmony?
She said. Harmony bounced over next to her twin, grinning.
You don't have as much control over us as you think you do, Twi-Twi,
she said.
Fact is, you shut out so many of your emotions that they developed their own ambitions, their own personalities. Not all of us agree with what you're doing.
Then I will have to destroy you,
Twilight argued. Harmony scoffed while Disharmony chuckled.
You hear that, Dizzy? She thinks she can destroy us,
Harmony said. The other mare nodded.
She has no idea who she's dealing with, does she, Har-Har?
Disharmony replied. Harmony grinned brightly.
Oh, Dizzy, you called me Har-Har. You do love me,
she chirped.
Don't let it get to your head,
Disharmony said. The gray unicorn turned to look at me.
You two need to go. There's one emotion who might be able to help you. She may be able to break Twilight's control long enough for you to escape out of the mind space. I warn you, though, she's a little volatile. Which one?
I said shakily, fearing I already knew the answer. It was one of the emotions that I'd been scared as hell of to see. The one that had berated me so long ago in a room in the Houghton Hotel. The one that had told me I didn't matter, that my friends didn't love me or care about.
Anger,
Disharmony replied, confirming my fears. Her horn flared menacingly.
Now get going,
I grunted, grabbing a hold of Lucky and turning tail down the opposite end of the hall.
Get back here,
Twilight shouted, sending a wave of telekinetic energy at us. A brilliant shield formed behind us, stopping it cold. I looked back briefly to see Harmony and Disharmony's horns blazing wildly. The energy blast went soaring back at Twilight, pinballing the shrieking purple mare off the walls of the castle corridor.
I've said it before, Harmony said. Order cannot exist without chaos, and vice versa. As long as my sister and I are together, we can't be stopped. Now, Radiant Star, you go. We'll hold her off as long as we can.
I nodded, taking off after Lucky. We pounded hoofs down the old palace hallway. It seemed like it went on forever.
Star, no offense, but this shit is fucked up,
Lucky shouted as we ran.
I'm not disagreeing with you,
I called back. I could hear the fight between Disharmony / Harmony and Twilight still. Blasts of magic resonated in the air, the two emotions working in perfect concert to keep us safe. I kept moving forward. It was the only thing I could think of to do. There was just no way out of this particular hall. I kept scanning the side walls for any doors, but all I kept seeing was smooth stone.
How are we supposed to find this anger anyways?
Lucky said from my side.
It's not like there's any doors or anything.
I grimaced. I knew there had to be some way back to the hallway. The portal we'd taken prior had dropped us here. There had to be a way out. My mind racked itself silly, trying to remember any doors from my times with Twilight's emotions. I focused hard, grunting as I stopped running. I could no longer hear any fighting. Lucky stopped too, her mouth wide open as she pointed to my side. Situated on the wall, adjacent to us, was a glowing portal. I grinned.
Guess we got kind of lucky, eh, Lucky?
I said, stepping towards it. Lucky snickered.
Lucky haven't heard that one before,
she said as we made our way into the portal. There was a flash of light, then darkness.
Hello?
I called out.
Any ponies there?
I'm here,
Lucky said softly.
Where are you? Hell, where is here?
I grimaced, my eyes trying to adjust to the dark corridor. My gaze found a white door with a name scratched out on it. I couldn't make out what it was supposed to be. I turned, finally able to see Lucky.
Looks like we're back in the main hallway, I said. But all the torches are out. Something bad's happening. I can just feel it.
I felt it in my bones. Twilight's anger with me was boiling over. She had expected me to follow along like the good little foal she wanted me to be. But I couldn't be that. Why couldn't I? Twilight had her hooks in my body from the get-go, and she'd been able to control my actions up to the point that she'd tried to transfer herself into my body. Why was I suddenly able to resist? I looked over at Lucky, realizing it wasn't until she'd shown up that I'd found the strength to move. Harmony and disharmony were right about one thing. There was something about her presence here that made me curious.
Lucky?
I asked tentatively.
Have you ever wondered why you're here?
The green mare looked over at me while we walked. I scanned each door, lighting my horn so we could see.
What do you mean, Star?
She said. I narrowed my gaze at her.
I mean, have you ever wondered why you're still here? You died, Lucky. I saw it with my own eyes,
I said.
And then suddenly, you were still there. I could never really figure out why.
Lucky looked away briefly, her head low.
I'm sorry, Star,
she said.
You have to understand, I wanted to move on, but he wouldn't let me. I was told not to tell you.
My eyes widened.
Who?
I asked. I knew the answer before she could even reply.
Discord,
she said.
One of his facets snatched my spirit out of thin air after I died. Told me that I needed to stick around to help you, that I would be important.
He knew, I said, blinking. That fucking bastard knew about Twilight. He knew all along and he never fucking told me,
I growled out loud.
Why would he do that?
I assume it's because he thought it was funny,
Lucky replied, sighing.
The ultimate prank against Twilight, preventing her from getting what she wants.
I lifted a hoof, but Lucky motioned with her own, silencing me.
Let me be clear, I didn't know about what Twilight was up to until Spark locked me away in her mind.
So why did you let Spark take you then, if you were supposed to help me?
I said, walking past several more scotched doors.
That was impulsive. I thought that's what Discord wanted me to do. If I stopped Spark, I stopped it all from happening this way,
Lucky said.
Turns out I was wrong. I was supposed to stay with you. That's one of the reasons Discord split up the charts. He wanted to stop Twilight. He'd never admit it, but Equestria ruled by an iron hoof under a brand new unity? Not exactly the world he'd want to live in. Too orderly, too structured.
So he used you,
I said. Lucky grimaced.
To a fault,
she said.
I think I was supposed to be here at this point in time, in this place. If I hadn't been...
Twilight would have won,
I stated simply. I kept walking, finally stopping next to a door I remembered all too well. It was boarded up and several heavy chains adorned it. The word anger had been scratched into the boards.
That's it.
I've got a very bad feeling about the Star,
Lucky said.
Me too, but if she can help us, then I'm willing to take a chance,
I said, flaring my horn.
Besides, if she's still locked up, my intuition tells me that Twilight doesn't like her, and she probably doesn't like Twilight either.
I growled, ripping at the chains with my magic. They fell away to the ground with a clatter that echoed down the hallway. I slashed into the boards with my magic blade, ripping burnt gashes into the door's surface. I turned around and planted my back hoofs into the door in an apple bark, breaking it off its hinges. I stepped inside, Lucky following closely behind me. The hallway the door led to was dark enough that I had to light my horn to see. Dirt and debris lined the floors. The hallway finally relented, giving way to a large metal door with a barred window in it. Beyond, I could see dirty off-white padding. I looked inside, grimacing. Sitting in the center of the room was a unicorn, wearing a white coat that bound her front legs to her body. Chains attached to shackles on her legs prevented her movement. An arcane device sat firmly rooted to the mare's horn.
"Hello?"
I called in softly.
"What do you want?"
the mare said. Her eyes drifted up to the door. There was no life left in them.
Anger?
I asked. The mare grunted.
"Radiant Star, never thought I'd see you ever again," she replied. "What do you want with me now?" "We need your help," I said. "To get out of here."
Anger snarled, shaking as she tried and failed to stand.
"Right, get out of here. You don't think I would have, done that already if I knew how?"
she roared. I grimaced.
"Harmony and disharmony sent me," I said. "Twilight is trying to take over my body. They told me you could help me escape here."
Anger simmered down at the mention of Twilight.
That bitch locked me in here," she said. "Threw away the fucking key, too. Right after I got out and came after you, actually." "At the hotel," I said calmly.
Anger nodded.
"I was trying to warn you, to put a little fear in you to stop you from continuing your quest," she said. "Twilight threw me in here to keep me away from you."
I narrowed my gaze at her.
"Well, then, we can help each other, then. I'll help you out and you help me get the fuck out of this crazy twisted mind space of hers,"
I said.
"And then I'll put a stop to this once and for all."
Anger chuckled lightly.
"You think you can defeat her? I'd like to see that," she said.
She met my gaze.
"Fine, get me out of here and I can get you out. You're going to need to sever the connection between your minds. It's not pretty, but it should send you back into your own body."
I blinked.
"That sounded smart," I said.
Anger laughed.
"Just because I'm an angry bitch doesn't mean I'm not part of Twilight," she said. "Now, are you getting me out of here or what?"
I grinned, nodding.
"Star, are you sure she can help us?"
Lucky said.
"No, but really, we don't have any other options. Twilight's slowly reining in all the rest of them, and I doubt Harmony and her sister kept her at bay for very long. Now, stand back."
I flapped my horn, kicking out with a wave of telekinesis that battered the large metal door. It buckled beneath the force of the blow, bowing in until it finally sprung its latch and slammed open. I stepped inside.
Good, the inhibitor on my fucking horn. Get it off and we'll be good to go,"
Anger said. I nodded, reaching out with my magic. The inhibitor resisted at first, but finally came away in a burst of fury energy. Anger grinned widely, her own horn igniting. The white jacket she wore disintegrated instantly and the chains melted away to hiss in glowing puddles on the floor. She stretched her legs out, sighing.
"Better?"
I asked.
"Much, much better,"
she replied, nodding. She looked over at Lucky.
"You must be the spirit. Good, we need you for what comes next."
Lucky cocked an eyebrow.
"I have a name, you know. It's not just the spirit,"
she replied. Anger rolled her eyes.
"Fine, Lucky. Here's what we need to do," she said. "Your presence here is what's allowing Star to sing coherently and not just to give herself over to Twilight. Because of that, it's gonna take both of you to cast the spell needed to get you two out of mind space and back into the real world."
"So, how does the spell work?"
I asked. Anger's horn glowed brightly, summoning a piece of chalk.
"It's a ritual spell, so it's just time, runes, and power. You need to sit in the circle I'm going to draw and summon magic out of your horns. Once enough is built up, you'll touch horns and release it. It's a little trick called magical discharge,"
she said as she began drawing on the floor. Arcane runes took shape as the mare moved around the room.
"The amount of energy the ritual generates will interfere with Twilight's transference spell and release you from it. The kick is enough to wake you up."
"Are you sure it will work?"
Lucky said.
"That sounds dangerous."
I nodded in agreement. Anger rolled her eyes again.
"Listen, who came to who for help here?"
she said. I smiled sheepishly. Anger grimaced.
"Thought so,"
She started for the door.
Where are you going?
I asked.
You think I'm going to sit in here with you?
You two are going to be sending out a lot of energy.
I'm going to sit right outside and monitor from there,
she said. I nodded, feeling rather uneasy about this, but I had to do something to get out of Twilight's mind space. I needed to get back to my friends, to stop Twilight, something I wasn't even remotely sure how to do. Anger pulled the door closed loudly as Lucky and I took our places inside the circle.
Are we ready? I called out to Anger.
Sure, start charging up your horns. Get the medical juices flowing,
she said, her voice muffled. I gritted my teeth and started pulling magic into the base of my horn. The energy traveled up to the tip, enveloping it in a glowing purple sheath. I noticed Lucky had begun doing the same. Her green magic surrounded her just as my own did. I poured more magic into the pool, struggling to keep up the storage of it until it could be released. The air filled with the sounds of wind and howling as the circle below us reacted. It began to glow softly, pulsing under the force of the magic in the room.
Have to keep going. Must not stop,
I thought, trying to keep my eyes open under the strain. Lucky appeared to be having similar troubles as best as I could see. The circle continued to pulse, brightening to blinding white lights that drowned out everything else in the room. This had to be enough magic. I took a step forward, watching carefully as Lucky did the same. Lowering my head, I touched my horn to hers and released the magic. Chaos erupted. Magical energy surged within the room and my eyes forced shut to prevent myself from being blinded by the intense power. I felt the magic in the floor surge upwards. It was working. We were going to get free. Several arcs of energy connected from myself to Lucky. The magic was tearing at the walls of the tiny room, flaking off pieces of stone here and there. The maelstrom of power surrounded us, promising freedom. I grinned.
See ya, Twilight!
I called out triumphantly. Finally, I heard a popping sound and I opened my eyes as the magic began to drift away. Did we do it? Did we get free? I gasped softly. The room was gone. Lucky still stood across from me, blinking hard. We weren't in the room anymore. No, we were now in a palace throne hall. And sitting at the top of the steps on the throne was her.
No, 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 no,
I thought.
Welcome, Radiant Star,
she said, chuckling softly. From beside her throne stepped out Anger. I glared at her. She'd
set us up. Delivered in a nice tidy little packet for you, Twilight,
the unicorn said. Twilight grinned as she looked down on Lucky and I.
Star,
Lucky said, turning to look up at Twilight.
It didn't work?
No,
I said, grimacing.
Anger betrayed us. I suppose I should have seen that one coming.
Did you really think that I didn't have any control over my own emotions, Radiant Star? Disharmony and harmony were a ploy. I knew that once loneliness had helped you escape, that you'd end up there.
Twilight said from the throne.
Now it is time for these games to stop. Your body shall be mine, and there's nothing that either of you can do to stop me.
I grimaced, realizing that I should have known better. I was still just a foal, floundering around before a goddess. Twilight was right. There was no way out of this. No way I could get free of her. I was about to turn to Lucky when she spoke first.
No, I have to get her out of here. Okay, I can do that,
Lucky muttered under her breath, glancing over at me. Twilight chuckled softly.
Anger, darling,
she said. Anger's ears perked up.
Yes, goddess,
she said. Twilight pointed at me.
Take her.
Anger grinned wickedly.
Gladly,
she said, trotting down the stairs. Her horn flared, sending out a bolt of telekinesis at me. I yelped, leaping to the door, the blast just barely missing me. Lucky returned fire, opening her wings in challenge. I tried to move, tried to help, but I couldn't. Something was preventing me from moving to assist her.
Just try it,
she shouted. Anger snarled back.
I intend to,
she returned, leaping at the green mare. Lucky jumped back, slamming her front hoofs into Anger's chest. The purple unicorn hit the ground hard, flaring her horn. The blast of energy struck Lucky, sending her flying back next to me.
Lucky!
I called out, whatever force holding me had finally let me scramble over to her. Lucky grunted under the strain as she pushed herself up.
Gotta get you out of here,
she whispered.
Have to find a way out.
Get up, Star,
Angus said, walking up to stand over the two of us.
Get up and face your destiny.
Fuck off,
Lucky spat, standing shakily. She charged at the emotion slamming into her. Lucky struck with a forehoof, bringing it down upon Angus's horn. The keratin appendage shattered underneath the blow, spraying both mares with blood. Anger howled in pain as her body dissipated into nothingness.
Lucky,
I said, standing.
Are you all right?
I'm fine,
she said, grunting as she stood. Blood covered her face. I was about to move when I was interrupted by a cough. My eyes shot up to Twilight. She still sat upon the throne.
Enough,
Twilight said, spreading her wings out.
I suppose that I should have expected that. Some things are better done yourself, I always say. Now, submit and let's end this, Radiant Star.
No, Twilight, you cannot have her,
Lucky shouted. My eyes widened as the green mare stepped forward, her horn blaring brightly. Twilight remained impassive.
Spirit, you test my patience, of which I have little. Begone with you, I will have my body,
she said. Lucky growled.
No, you will not,
she shouted, releasing the magic in her horn. We disappeared in a flash of blinding light, appearing in an adjacent palace hallway. Lucky grabbed my hoof and began to run.
Come on, Star,
I yelped loudly as I settled into a canter behind her.
Where in the heck are we going?
I asked loudly. Lucky shook her head.
No time to explain. Some pony told me I need you to get you to her, but I don't know how,
she replied.
At least it's a better place to be than back there.
The hallway ended abruptly in a staircase that led upwards. Wasting no time, we made our way up, constantly worried that Twilight would be hot on our hoofs the entire time. We stopped when we reached the top of the stairs, panting loudly. I glanced back down them. No Twilight. We were safe. For now.
There you two are, a voice said, nearly scaring me out of my coat. I've been looking for you two for what felt like forever.
I turned back to see a lithe purple mare with wings. She was wearing a sheer covering like a lacy trim, complete with holes cut out for the appendages. She looked like she had popped right out of one of those old wingboner magazines.
Who?
I asked. The mare chuckled.
Silly filly, it's me, Passion, she said. Like the wings? I didn't have them the last time we met. I think they're cute myself.
She turned to Lucky.
You must be Lucky. She didn't tell me you were a little cutie. You can swing my barn door any time. Hot stuff.
Lucky blushed fiercely.
Passion, we don't have time for this, I said, stomping a hoof. Twilight could be hot on our hoofs any minute now.
Passion chuckled again.
Don't worry, sweetie. Twilight isn't going to get up here, she said. She doesn't even admit this section of her mind exists.
So how are we here then, if you're a part of her?
I asked, feeling very confused.
Furthermore, how do I know we can trust you?
Twilight sparkled, the mare so organized she even sorted out her own emotions. Can you imagine her having anything to do with me?
I didn't have an answer for that.
Aside from one time, she never has. And well, after McIntosh,
Passion trailed off.
She never did,
I replied.
Exactly. I've been left to my own devices since then, Radiant Star,
Passion stated.
Don't worry, you can trust me. Not all of us are interested in your body. Well, I am, but for other reasons.
A sly grin accompanied her compliment. I blushed as fiercely as Lucky did. I glanced over at Lucky. She was breathing heavily, recovering from the fight with Anger.
Are you okay?
I asked her. She nodded after a few moments.
I'll be fine,
she said.
We should get out of this place. I don't like it here.
Passion nodded simply.
Follow me then, and enjoy the view if you'd like.
She turned away, swishing her plot back and forth at us as we followed. I groaned.
Are you always like this?
I said.
Oh, Star, you know you like it,
Passion replied.
Twilight doesn't exactly want anything to do with me, so I have to make do. I have a mare friend, I stated simply. So, threesome then? Passion said. I groaned again. You're a spirit emotion of a mad pony, I said flatly. Passion shrugged. Never stopped me before, she said, winking.
The old hallway we walked down slowly gave way to an older series of doors lit by bright torches that sat above them. I stopped at one of them. There were words written on the door, but they weren't in any language I recognized.
Where are we?
Lucky asked. Passion stopped walking for a second.
This place is far older than even Twilight remembers it to be. It's a part of her mind space that belonged to her as she was growing up, she said. It's here we can hopefully find a portal to get you to the one who sent me to find you. This isn't gonna require any magic spells, is it? I asked. I don't know if I can do any more of those right now.
Passion tittered.
No, Star, at least not on your part. I'm to guide you to the portal and get you through before Twilight realizes where you are, she said, pointing at a door at the far end of the hallway. There we are. Follow me. Why exactly are you helping us? I said as we made our way towards the door. And who sent you to find us? I'd like some answers, damn it. And I want out of this crazy mindfuck space.
Passion pushed open the door, turning back to glare at me.
I think you know the answer to who, Star. As for why I'm doing this, she said. See for yourself.
My eyes widened as I looked past her. Inside the room beyond the door was a massive workshop. More purple mass filled the shop, looking up from some sort of tinkering to wave at us as we passed by. Some were alicorns, some were unicorns, and some were even filly-aged. They reminded me painfully of loneliness. I looked back at Passion while she led us through the throng towards the back of the shop.
Are these?
I started to ask. Passion nodded.
Emotions that Twilight has cast off. Once she thinks she doesn't need any more. Thankfully, she doesn't know we're helping her, she said.
She opened another door at the end of the shop, leading us into a back hall.
You have to understand. I don't want to die, Radiant Star. I'm a part of Twilight Sparkle and I want her to accept that. Accept it? She killed a filly emotion.
Lucky snarled.
She set that bitch anger against us. She's not interested in accepting you.
Passion frowned.
Believe me when I say I'm aware of that. For the longest time we've had a measure of freedom being stuck inside Star's mind, she said. Many of us want to be free on our own, but we are not real. We are part of Twilight and we need to help her when she needs us the most. Now enough of this banter. You want out of here, I can get you there.
She pushed open a second door, revealing a large chamber. In the center of the chamber was an altar surrounding a large hole in the ground. Stone columns lined the circular walls.
Fancy, I said.
Passion smiled softly, trotting ahead of us to the center of the room.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to cast a spell to open the portal and get you two through it. If anything happens, just get to the portal, you got me?
She said. Lucky and I both nodded.
Good, now hang on, this ride's about to get a little bumpy.
Passion flared her wings out and ignited her horn, latching onto the magic of the altar surrounding the hole in the ground. I could see that the hole appeared to be bottomless. The altar began to glow fiercely, pouring magical energies into the reservoir below it.
Stop!
My blood froze. I knew that voice. I turned, seeing Twilight Sparkle herself entering the chamber. She looked pretty pissed. My eyes widened. Passion kept fueling the spell, oblivious to what was happening.
Passion, I said, taking a few steps back. We've got company.
Just keep her busy, would you, hot stuff? I've got to finish the spell. There's no time to quit now,
she said, gritting her teeth.
Passion, is it? I remember locking you up. I'll make sure to remedy that mistake. Stop what you're doing at once,
Twilight said, scowling. She stepped towards the purple mare, but stopped when Lucky and I appeared to block her.
No dice, Twilight, you aren't getting her, I said angrily.
To my dismay, Twilight began to laugh.
You really think you can defeat me? I am power incarnate, Radiant Star. Now be a good little filly and submit,
she said. I glared at her.
No,
I said. The magical energies in the room began to intensify. Passion hovered over the altar, wings spread and chanting loudly. I turned back to Twilight.
You killed loneliness.
Yes, that emotion was weak. There's no place for it in my new body.
Twilight crowd.
Now, let's see how well you can run now, Radiant Star.
I wasn't planning on running,
I snarled.
You aren't getting my body, Twilight. I'll fight if I have to.
Then you will fail,
Twilight replied, her horn blazing. I looked over at Lucky. She nodded, igniting her own horn. We were about to charge when a sheath of magic wrapped around both of us. Twilight's eyes widened as we flung up into the air, the power of passion's spell carrying us towards a portal.
No!
Twilight roared. The portal opened, revealing a starry black void. Both Lucky and I fell through the portal into the void.
This place just keeps getting weirder and weirder,
I thought as we fell. I looked up to see Passion standing over the portal. I tried to call to her as Twilight appeared behind her. I was too late. Twilight obliterated the mare in a blast of energy, cutting the portal off completely. I shut my eyes. Passion had done her best to try and help us, and she died for that.
Lucky, are you all right?
I finally called out, opening my eyes and looking around for anything that I could grab onto. I tried spreading my wings to catch air, but there was no air to actually catch. It was almost like we were sinking in space.
Am I right?
The green mare yelped.
I thought that was supposed to get us out of there.
Well, it did, but now where are we?
I cried back. Suddenly my hoofs found purchase on something. We had stopped falling. I blinked. Below, a road made of stars extended out in front of us and behind us.
Okay, I'm officially done with this whole mindspace thing.
Lucky grunted in response.
Me too,
she said.
Do you know what this is?
I grimaced, shaking my head. Still, it looked familiar. Like I'd been here before. Before I could respond further, several of the stars leapt up in front of us, forming colossal words. Hurry forward, there isn't much time. An arrow appeared as well, pointing in the direction in front of us. The words dissipated back into the void.
I guess that means we go forward,
I said, taking a step. The carpet of stars coalesced around my hoofs, carrying me down some invisible road. Lucky appeared next to me, her hoofs carried by the same mystical force. We stepped cautiously, then trotted, and before long we were galloping flat out down the starry road. After what felt like forever, we climbed a gentle rise, and the star road crested to reveal a scrap of meadow floating in the void, with a tidy little house sitting in the middle of it. I blinked several times, trying to process how a house could exist in a void. It was a simple affair, modest and white, with a large set of double doors. Twilight Sparkle's cutie mark was emblazoned on them. The doors to the house creaked open and a purple alicorn stepped out. I nearly fell backwards, fearing another one of Twilight's tricks, but the Twilight who stood there didn't look nearly as menacing as the other one did. Instead, she had a smile on her face.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you, she said softly. I'm here to help you. I sent Passion to collect you. You look like Twilight,
I replied simply.
How do we know we can trust you?
Well, you are right about one thing, she said.
I am Twilight Sparkle, the other half of her at least. Come with me and I'll explain everything.
She motioned for us to follow her inside the structure. I shared a worried glance with Lucky, who simply shrugged. I trotted behind the other mare, following her into the house. It was even simpler inside, complete with a couch and several chairs. Nothing overly fancy. Twilight motioned to the chairs. A towel appeared out of nowhere. It floated over to Lucky, the green mare taking it with a mumbled thanks. She began to wipe her face clean of anger's blood.
What did you mean by the other half of Twilight?
I said, taking a seat. The purple mare sighed loudly.
I'm the part of Twilight Sparkle that she rejected. The one you met, she said softly.
When we sealed Spark, she inadvertently sealed part of herself, me, inside of it as well. I was the one stuck in the memory orb. A fleeting memory suddenly bubbled up into my mind.
It was you,
I said.
When Pride forced me into the memory orb, I saw you.
Twilight nodded. I didn't know that the other Twilight was planning on forcing you into servitude, she said. She lied to me, told me you were important and that you needed to be protected and that we could continue our work through you.
But you don't want to,
I replied. Twilight grimaced.
I'm tired, Radiant Star. I don't know what the other part of me went through exactly, but being in the goddess broke her, she said. She's crazy and she'll do anything she can to get your body.
I know,
I said, looking around the room.
She can't get down here, can she?
The other Twilight smiled softly.
No, she doesn't even know I'm down here. That's why I sent your friends a message to get you out of there in addition to sending Passion to collect you,
she said, motioning at Lucky. I glanced over at her. She grinned sheepishly.
I heard a voice,
she said.
Told me I had to get you out of there, and then Passion showed up.
Indeed, Twilight said. I needed to speak with you, but for some reason I couldn't break through the barrier the Discord placed on your mind.
You know about that?
I asked. Twilight nodded.
I know about a lot of things, she said. But we don't have time enough to deal with all of it right now. Right now we need to get you out of here and back into the real world.
Why?
I said, cocking an eyebrow.
Because every minute you spend here, the closer the other Twilight gets to taking total control, she said.
She smiled softly.
Not to worry, though. I can get you out of here.
How?
I asked.
No pony else has been able to. Passion and loneliness both died to get me here.
Twilight smiled brightly.
Silly filly, don't you know who you're talking to?
She said.
I'm Twilight Sparkle. I can do anything.
I blinked as Twilight's horn began to flare. Magic stirred in the air around us.
Now I'm gonna need both of you to sit still. When you get back to the real world, I need you to do something very important for me. Can you do that, Radiant Star?
What is it?
I asked.
The other part of me, she needs me. She needs to find me to merge our minds and memories together,
Twilight said.
I can't do this on my own, Star. I'm tired of all this. I want to rest. I've done so many bad things in my life. Things that I can't ever make up for. I only pray that Celestia is merciful with me when I pass on.
What am I supposed to do?
I said, looking up at her.
I need you to give me time. Twilight's become unhinged. She needs to reconnect with her memories, her emotions. She needs to reconnect with me,
the Purple Mare replied.
So what, we're supposed to talk to her?
Lucky said. I grimaced.
We need to convince Twilight that she is no longer needed in this world. I don't want this. I never wanted this,
Twilight said, the magic in the air continuing to stir.
All I want is for this to end. Can you do that for me, Star? No matter the consequences.
I met her gaze and she nodded subtly. I understood her hidden meaning. If Twilight couldn't be convinced, I would have to do everything in my power to stop her. I responded with my own nod.
Good. Now, goodbye, Radiant Star. Goodbye, Lucky. I do not hope to see either of you ever again.
Twilight's horn flashed and the entire world went white.